Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. I'm going to speak a little bit differently today. It's not going to be so analytical or just a light message of encouragement. This is a bold one, so get ready. There has been so much going on in the world, absolute tragedy. And whether you believe it or not, the enemy is real and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Just look around. You can see it. You can feel it. There's a heaviness in the world right now that's hard to put into words. It's war, division, confusion, and pain. And so many people feel lost in the noise of it all. But it's not just out there. It's close. It's hitting our minds, our homes, our confidence, our peace, fear in your thoughts, anxiety in your chest, discouragement in your daily life, and shame attached to your dreams. And in the middle of all of this, the enemy has the audacity to lean in and whisper, "You think you're going to build something right now in a world like this? Who do you think you are?" And suddenly your dreams feel silly. Your calling feels self-indulgent. That thing God once placed in your heart, it now feels inappropriate, irrelevant, maybe even selfish. That's not conviction. That's a tactic. Shame is a weapon, and it's one the enemy knows how to use very well. One of his favorite tricks is to use what's broken in the world to make you feel broken for even wanting more. He'll say, "People are suffering and you want to start a business? There's a war happening and you're planning a product launch? Families are grieving and you're dreaming of building something beautiful? It sounds noble and it sounds logical, but it's a lie. Because God's heart is never to shut down the good things he planted in you. He's not telling you to shrink. He's calling you to show up. Because the world is hurting doesn't mean your calling is now irrelevant. It means it's more important than ever. God's glory is meant to fill the earth through all creation. Yes, through nonprofits and ministries and mission fields, but also through people showing up to work with integrity, business owners who create with excellence, creatives who bring beauty into dark spaces, moms who raise children with wisdom, entrepreneurs who build wealth to resource the kingdom or even just for their families. Every good thing matters because when we do it with God, we reflect him. So don't let the enemy turn your passion into guilt and don't let the darkness make you think your light is pointless. Here's the truth. If the enemy can't destroy you, he'll try to distract you. And if he can't distract you, he'll try to shame you into silence. Why? Because he knows if you actually wake up to who you are, if you ever understand what you carry, if you ever begin to walk in that authority and peace and clarity, he's done. That's why he fights you. Not because you're weak, but because you're a threat. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's not just comfort. That's confrontation. It's a direct statement of spiritual dominance. It reminds every dark force, you don't win here. Because the enemy isn't one with the final word. God is. The enemy is not the threat. We are. He fights to destroy because he knows he's already defeated. He wages war in the spirit because he knows the outcome is written. Jesus wins. The cross sealed it. The resurrection proved it. The end of the story declares it. And that means this: as a believer, you don't fight for victory, you fight from it. The enemy fights with desperation, but we walk in dominion. So no, you're not delusional for dreaming. You're not selfish for building. You're not tone deaf for showing up with light in dark times. You're doing exactly what you are made to do. Let me remind you of something. God did not save you just to survive this life. He placed you here now with purpose. Not to apologize for what's in you, not to feel guilty for your calling, not to shrink in the name of false humility, but to live free, to live anchored, to live from victory. And from that place, you contribute to the world in ways hell can't stop. You bring light into dark spaces. You create what others are too discouraged to start. You love boldly. You build wisely. You walk with peace while everything else is shaking. This is what spiritual resistance looks like. It's not yelling louder, but standing stronger. So yeah, the battle is real. Spiritual warfare isn't some abstract theory. It's real. But let's be crystal clear. The enemy isn't the threat. You are. He's loud because he's losing. He's relentless because you're rising. He fights you because you carry something he can't control. So when resistance comes, don't be surprised. Be reminded. Resistance doesn't mean retreat. It means you're on the right path. Here's what I want you to think about this week. One, pay attention to shame. When you hear, how dare you? Who do you think you are? Remember, that's not conviction, that's an attack. And it only shows up because you're dangerous to darkness. Two, don't apologize for what's in you. God placed those dreams and ideas in you for a reason. It's not pride to walk in them, it's obedience. Three, fight with peace. You don't have to prove anything, but you do need to move. Show up with quiet confidence, knowing heaven backs you. The pressure might still be there, but so is your authority. The enemy wants you weighed down, distracted, afraid, and silent, because if you stay stuck, he gains ground. But that ends here. You weren't born to live small. You were born to carry light. And your presence, your obedience, your voice, it shifts atmospheres. It breaks chains. It wakes people up. So today, walk like someone who already won, because the truth is, you're not the one under threats. You are the threat. And nothing hell throws at you can change that. You were created to finish well.